Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Near Central California, there's an old mining community that you've probably heard of called the Motherlode. It's an area of California that was a large part of the gold rush. That is where this story takes place. On the way out of town, down a long road almost like a stretch of highway, you suddenly veer off to the right and go down a rough, older road less than a quarter mile down. The road dead ends into a circle parking area with a gate at the end, which is kept locked by the city. If you were to go past the gate, you would end up at a popular lake in my area. When you park at the end, you are basically surrounded on one side by steep hills dotted with poison oak and tall pine and oak trees. The other side is a steep downhill slope to the lake. So basically, you are in a bowl. We were told that if we were to go up to the left, up the steep hill, that there would be an old mine, long abandoned by the miners that the county didn't close. About 250 feet up the steep hill, we found the old mine, almost hidden in a slight divot in the hillside that you wouldn't see unless you walked right up on it. To get into the mine, you had to climb down a slight slope into the ground and go over some medium-sized rocks on the ground, leftovers from when they blasted into the mountain. The mine itself was about 7 feet tall and 6 feet wide, which formed a tunnel that was about 250 feet into the mountain. The mine had rough rock walls with a colorful vein running along the left wall. This vein is said to indicate the presence of gold by its ribbons of colors. The tunnel followed along that vein, taking at least 2 turns with a couple of short, dead-ended offshoots. As you got deeper into the mine, you had to step carefully to avoid mud, which is what the old ore cart tracks were handy for. Ore carts hauled blasted rocks out of the mine on like mini railroad tracks. Once you were inside the mine, it was completely and utterly dark and silent, except for the sounds of the wind howling and dripping water. We took our time walking into the dark tunnel until we eventually reached the tunnel's end, a wall of solid rock. Disappointed, we started on the way back to the entrance. My buddy decided to stop near the entrance to chip some sample rock from the vein in the wall. He promised to be quick, so I just stood and waited for him.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There for a couple of minutes before I heard the first strange sound. It sounded like a small pile of rocks toppling over, echoing up the shaft towards us. I tried to tell my buddy what I just heard, but he didn't hear me, so I just let it go. Not even 2 minutes later, I heard it again, this time closer. This time, I got his attention to tell him what I just heard, but he just thought I was being paranoid. He said, "You're just hearing an echo from me." I tried to take his word for it, but again, not even 2 minutes later, there it was again. That time, the sound came with a feeling of panic and fear. That was when I literally just said, "You only have to be faster than your slowest friend." Then I just took off running, over the rocks and out of the mine. When he came out a few minutes later, he said he walked back to the end and didn't see any fallen rocks. I didn't go back there until a few years later with another buddy of mine. Same as before, up the steep hill we went, The mine looked exactly as it did before, front to back, with no signs of a cave-in. Just as my other buddy had done before, my buddy just had to stop on the way out to chip away at that vein, winding along the left wall. As I was standing there waiting, I heard another strange, scary sound. But that time, it sounded like a rattle, and we both heard it. The only way we could describe it was it sounded just like a baby rattle. We both froze and looked at each other, puzzled and anxious, illuminated in each other's headlamps. Not even a couple minutes later, we both heard it again, the sound of a baby rattle. We both grew up here, so we knew it wasn't a rattlesnake or anything, which are common here. When we heard it the third time, the creepy feeling came right back to me, and I just ran out of there as fast as I could, practically tripping on the rocks on the way out. I haven't gone back since. I can't describe it. Something about that old mine just came with a bad, scary feeling, and both people that went there with me felt it as well.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.